Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman. Date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of service is 8-24-2023. The date of accident is 10-18-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. As we know, she was involved in an automobile accident where she has had a rear-ending accident. It became a three-car accident when she hit a car in front, leading to headaches, symptoms of TBI, including memory loss, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision, and pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder. The headaches are 5 to 6 dull in the occipital area, shooting pain to the left leg in the medial part 2 or 3 times a week. All of these have been continuing all along, and patient has had 3 injections to the lumbar and 3 injections to the cervical, 2 injections to the sacroiliac joint. Some relief has been obtained, but not completely. Currently, the patient reports that she is suffering from pain in the neck, upper back, mid back to the tune of 8, and the neck pain is 8, shoulder pains are around 4, and the lower back pain is 6 to 7. There is a radiation to the right arm and right leg, and it appears that C56 and L34S1 nerve root distribution. Headaches are 40% slightly better, and overall she feels that she is 90% better. Her memory is still worse, neck pain are still worse, and lumbar sacral spine MRI is still having a lot of pain. She saw Dr. Mohan, who reordered the MRIs for her neck and the mid-back. EMG and nerve conduction tests have been ordered, but they could not be done yet. Neuropsych therapy was going on, but suddenly they quit calling, and I asked her to call her back. And headaches are still worse. Pain overall is 8 to 9, with the KDLs being affected 9. 90% improvement is reported. Please use the chart for the ADL system review, additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 111/42. Pulse is 85. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 7/26/2023, dictation number 0804-048. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue treating the patient with the conservative treatment. She's already seeing a neurosurgeon. For her neck issue, where there was a syringe, she has been told that her syringe, which is full of blood, has exploded and opened up. I do not know what the plan is. Dr. Mohan is going to do a MRI for cervical, and since her pain in the lower back is still going on terribly bad, another MRI for lumbar sacral spine at a different location, like M1 imaging, or more like a forensic type, is needed. She's also seeing Dr. Mustafa, Dr. Sagala for chiropractic and acupuncture. Respectfully, she's seeing neurology. She has been referred to Dr. Redden for spine consultation as a second opinion. She has been provided with all the DMEs and braces, and she is being provided with a counselor, and neuropsych referral has been given. She was referred to primary care also. Hopefully, she will do very well. New MRIs will send a light to us to see what further more is needed. At this time, we do not believe more can be done, as her cervical spine did not have the herniated disc. It was a syringe that was diagnosed after a with contrast MRI was done. All right, thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days.